Trump, Iran totally agreed to give up nuclear ambitions. Deal very close, says he would go to Pakistan to seal it. By Joshua Klein on April 16, 2026. President Donald Trump said Thursday that Iran has totally agreed to give up its nuclear ambitions. Declaring a deal is very close as he suggested the current ceasefire may not need to be extended and said he would go to Pakistan to seal an agreement if finalized. Speaking outside the White House, Trump said Tehran has now agreed to meet Washington's red line that it will never obtain a nuclear weapon after weeks of sustained military pressure and a sweeping U.S. blockade. We had to make sure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon, Trump said, adding, they've totally agreed to that. They've agreed to almost everything. He said Iran's current posture reflects a shift from before the U.S.-Israel campaign, when Tehran had resisted those terms. They're willing to do things today that they weren't willing to do 2 months ago, Trump said. Trump also pushed back on suggestions of any time-limited restriction on Iran's nuclear program, making clear the understanding under discussion is not structured as a temporary halt. There's no 20-year limit, Trump said, explaining that what the U.S. has received is a very powerful statement that Iran will not have nuclear weapons beyond 20 years. Trump further claimed Iran has agreed to relinquish its enriched uranium stockpile, referring to material buried following U.S. strikes on its nuclear facilities. They've agreed to give us back the nuclear dust, Trump said. It's way underground because of the attack we made. We have a lot of agreement with Iran, he added. I think something very positive is going to happen. Iran has not publicly confirmed that claim. Trump pointed to the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports, imposed earlier this week, as a key driver behind the shift, saying the pressure campaign is forcing Tehran back toward a deal. The blockade is incredible, they're not doing any business, Trump said, adding it is holding up very strong as negotiations advance. He said the United States is now very close to finalizing an agreement and that talks could resume shortly. We're very close to making a deal with Iran, Trump said, adding that negotiators may meet again over the weekend. Pakistan, which has been mediating between the two sides, is expected to host the next round of talks. Trump said he would consider traveling there if an agreement is reached. I would go to Pakistan, Trump said. If a deal is signed in Islamabad, I might go. They want me. The ceasefire between the sides, which began last Tuesday, is set to expire next week, though Trump suggested it may not need to be extended. I'm not sure it needs to be extended, he said. Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them. At the same time, Trump made clear the outcome depends on finalizing the agreement. I could make a little deal, but I don't want to do that, Trump said. I want to get it done. He warned that if negotiations collapse, fighting would resume. If there's no deal, fighting will resume, Trump said. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.